So in these days after Easter, our love theme continues. Had enough? Had enough love? Tired of it? Well, of course not. We can never get enough love. Dogs can be like that. Many of you know I've had labs most of my adult life. I'll be sitting on the couch at home watching TV or reading something with my legs crossed, and a dog will come up and uncross my legs and stick a head right on my lap to let me know I'm available for petting now. Love me, please. Play with me. We human beings, we can't get enough love either. And of course, in our world, it can feel like there's a real deficit of that. We have this innate hunger for love and acceptance, for being wanted. Now, God knows this, so God continues to come to us in love, not with threats. Comes to us in the promise of forgiveness, acceptance, of wanting us. So we heard again in our gospel today. Oh, this is big news, where Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you. You did not choose me, but I chose you." These few words make a huge difference. It's a question of who does what for whom. Now, for most of us, we might think, wait a minute, that's not how it works. There's a tendency for us to assume that we are the ones who do the choosing, that we choose God, we choose Jesus as Savior. Now, that kind of thinking appeals to our pride, and it's not a mean-spirited thing. It's more of our default setting, because after all, in our lives, we make so many choices, don't we? We choose our homes, our spouses. We choose what to wear, what to make for dinner, all that stuff. So because it's normal to make so many choices about so many things, it's normal to think that, well, that's going to apply to God too. Now, this is where we get caught if we're not looking. See, if we are the ones who choose Jesus, then our relationship with Him is only as strong as we are. God knows this. That's why God chooses us in Christ. This is something one of my daughters taught me when she was at the ripe old age of 2. It was one of those cold winter days when she really needed to get outside. And if she didn't, Ruth and I needed her to get outside. So we got her all bundled up, looking like a little Michelin man, you know, who can barely walk, right? And I was just going to walk around the block, and it's icy. So I said, "Honey, you better hold my hand." "Well, she's 2. What do you say when you're 2? "No." "Okay." "All right." So hits ice, slips, boom, falls down. Good thing she was padded, right? So then she says, "Let me hold your hand." So it's like this, little 2-year-old hand, big daddy hand, like this, right? Hanging onto one finger with a mitten yet. And she hits ice and she slips. And she holds herself up for a second, and then she falls again. And she says, "Daddy, maybe you should hold my hand." Ah, big daddy hand, little 2-year-old hand. It's like my hand around her whole forearm. She hit the ice again. She started to slip. And because I'm bigger, I could hold her up. See how that works? When it comes to faith, we will frequently respond with some defiance. "No, I don't need anybody to hold up. I can do it all by myself." We might even think sometimes that this whole God thing is a fairy tale, that I don't need anybody to love me or forgive me. When we're 2, we're very blunt. We say, "No, I can do it myself." As adults, we're just a little more complex. We add a few more reasons about things we want to do on our own. We will say things like, "God is my co-pilot." Really? Then who's the pilot? Oh, see how tricky we are? Yeah, we'll sound all religious by using God's name while we're sitting in the driver's seat. No. Admitting we need help is somehow offensive to our pride, and we might assume it means we are weak. We don't choose Jesus. Jesus says He chooses us. Now, that doesn't mean we have no choice at all. We have plenty of choice. we get to choose whether we let Jesus hold us up. That's a huge choice. Whether we will stop trying to do it on our own. Now, it might seem like it's just splitting hairs, but it's a big deal. Choosing to let Jesus rescue us is different than choosing who will rescue us. The choice we have is whether we will let those who come to rescue us pull us up. Sometimes we know we need help. Usually after we try on our own and fail. And there's times when we say, Daddy, God, maybe you better hold my hand. Now again, notice the direction. If we're trying to hang on to God, our faith, our trust can only be as strong as we are. Now when times are good, when we're really feeling it, it can work. But when times are hard, when it feels like we have more questions and doubt than answers, when our lives are already full of so much stuff we can't hang on to anything else, those are the times we might finally be willing to let God hold us. Oh, we might pretend everything is fine, while that hole of loneliness and fear and isolation just gets deeper. Like the little kids we all once were, we will often try to make it on our own, and then we find out what our limits are. As adults, it's usually after our attempts to find acceptance and purpose and peace on our own, when they fail, that's when we're willing to let go and let God hang on to us. Now, we call this surrender. Now, when we hear the word surrender, we might assume that it means the same thing as defeat. That's why we fight so hard against it. But surrender and defeat are really very different things. Defeat means we have been beaten. We've already lost. We're done. Surrender means we see a fight we can't win and it's foolish to take it on. Surrender means to stop trying to do something that we can't achieve. That's why in 12-step groups they talk about this as letting go and letting God. It means we stop trying on to hang on by our own power and let God hold us instead. Jesus chooses us because left to ourselves, we will sometimes make the wrong choices. Jesus chooses us because God knows we need his love and his power, his acceptance and grace more than anything else. But when we try to create those things on our own, it doesn't have the strength. So instead of leaving us out in the cold, God comes to us in Christ. Now, of course, we're free to run the other way, and sometimes we do. But God loves us even when we don't love God back. God is always faithful to us, even when we are not faithful to God. God takes our questions, our doubts, our defiance, our anger, and everything else we have, and loves us still. God waits for us. Now, God does not live our lives for us, but God waits for us, ready to love and forgive and restore and to hold on to us. Maybe you better take my hand, God. Hold me up. Carry me through those hard times. Oh, I'll pretend I can make it on my own, and you'll let me. But when I fall, hold me up. Keep me safe. Jesus said, I chose you. You did not choose me. Thank God. I don't know about you, but I don't always make the right choice. See, I need a God who chooses me, who rescues me from myself and my pride, my accomplishments, my abilities, my power. I need a God who chooses me, who is faithful to me even when I lose the way. I need a God who will be patient with me, who will wait for me while I try to make it on my own. That's the kind of God I need. How about you?